The Garden State is bracing for a nor'easter that poses a flooding threat for communities along the southern shore. A coastal flood advisory is in effect from Ocean County south through Cape May County starting tomorrow. Joining me with details is Justin Osiello, down the shore blogger for Newsworks.org. Justin, tell us where the storm is centered at this hour and what's the latest forecast.
Good evening, Dave. Well, the storm is still outside the Outer Banks. However, the first outer bands are starting to move through the lower Delaware region near Ocean City, Maryland. At this point, it appears that rain will start building in overnight and into the early morning hours. I think tomorrow, all the forecasting models and most forecasters are predicting that that the worst of the storm will be tomorrow. And when I say worst, it's a relative term. I'm talking about periods of heavy rain, wind gusts along the coast at about 25 to 30 miles per hour, some gusts of 45, and minor tidal flooding. Now, National Weather Service thinks that there could be pockets of moderate flooding tomorrow. But overall, this looks to be like a minor tidal flooding event. When I say minor, I'm talking about areas that generally see this wash over roadways. There are people up and down the coast today, everywhere from Highlands in Monmouth County to Wortley Beach in Ocean County to Long Beach Island and Ocean City down in Cape May County that have sent in photos of streets having some minor flooding today. But overall, it appears to be that this is going to be a relatively minor storm right along the coast. Inland, of course, we'll see some impacts, but this is not going to be anywhere near, obviously, Sandy or Irene.
So in that context, what are you hearing about storm preparations?
Well, storm preparation, to be honest, really haven't heard much. People are doing the common things like bringing in trash cans, putting down their umbrellas. I did hear of a few people today from central New Jersey who were heading down to the shore area to just do, minor things around the house. We're not talking about anyone putting up boards on their windows or sandbagging. But, people are a bit nervous, of course. I mean, everybody is still reeling from Sandy. So people are taking, the basic, precautions.
And it appears that we're in for a rainy stretch for several days. If the storm does slow down as it moves over our region, what will that likely mean for Jersey Shore residents over the next few days?
Well, at this point, it appears that the worst will be, midday tomorrow through about Friday morning, Friday midday. Part of the reason why we're getting this minor coastal flooding and these gusting conditions, it's not so much the storm, but it's also the interaction with the storm, this coastal storm to the south of us, and high pressure to the north. That's creating what they call a pressure gradient. And that's the difference between the high and low pressure, and that's bringing the winds on shore. It appears that pressure gradient will start to break down Friday, and the storm will start to pull away later Friday to Saturday. It appears now at this point that Friday will definitely be wet. Rain will be decreasing. Saturday afternoon could be wet, but we could be seeing some improvement by Sunday. The jury's still out. We could have a rainy stretch right to the weekend.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Dave.
Justin Osiello, down the shore blogger for Newsworks.org.